Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Television play-by-play voice of the Milwaukee Brewers on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Brian Anderson now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. B.A., how you been, my friend?
I'm doing great, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I can't complain at all. As I had mentioned, the weather's starting to turn. Maybe it's going to feel more like baseball. Maybe the balls start flying out of the park.
That's all we need. We're about to set a National League record for home runs. We'll get the ball juiced a little bit.
That would be fantastic. So give me your assessment right now, because we're only a few days away from actually getting to the mathematical halfway point of the season. So give me your assessment as this team overall.
I think they're in a good place. Just kind of hopefully survive this window of bad baseball, which was on the last road trip, really San Francisco, San Diego, and then the first two games against the Reds. So if that's your worst window of baseball, then you'll be in great shape. They definitely have to get their pitching in order, the starting pitching especially. I think the bullpen's been pretty good, probably too taxed. But there are definite questions in the starting rotation. And really won't have a chance to contend for a World Series without improvement there. I don't see anybody who could emerge as potential ace. So hopefully they'll be able to make a few deals, or you get better performances out of a few guys, and then get on your way again. I do think it's a World Series caliber offense. They could play better defensively. And they could get better starting pitching, but bullpen and offense is in good shape. So if you can win a lot of games and be in contention at the halfway point and kind of have, two major areas struggling as they are, I think you feel pretty good about the upside, and the window that you could go achieve if you could plug some of those holes.
We were talking with Adam McCalvey a little bit earlier. I asked him about Keston Hira, because obviously that's going to be where many of the discussions for a trade begin. Do you think that anybody other than maybe Christian Yelich on this team is untouchable?
I think Hira may be untouchable. I mean, I'm not sure if that's a spot they would want to go. He's one of those rare hitters that's really hard to find. So, I mean, not to say, I guess they could trade Hira if it was just a knock your socks off starter that they had control over for many, many years, maybe. But I don't know who would be willing to give up that kind of piece. So I'm not sure about Hira. Yelich is not going anywhere. Braun's not going anywhere at this point of his career. I think you start looking into the minor leagues where the Brewers are right now. Not that they couldn't add a big league piece to it, but right now you're looking at prospects because you're in a winning window. This is a time to try to add to your roster and the go-for-it-now mode. So it's really the prospects and a package of prospects and draft picks. Don't forget, those draft picks carry a lot of weight. International signing pool money carries a lot of weight. Those are all assets that you could wager. For example, the Brewers were able to acquire Alex Claudio from the Rangers this offseason with a compensation pick in the draft. So draft picks carry value. They know what those values are. I mean, they have them like laid out to the number, to the actual dollar figure, what a draft pick is valued at. So those are all assets that you'll be hearing about here in the next month or so. Remember, there's only one trade deadline this year, too. Mm-hmm. So we won't go into that August period where you could still add to your team, which I love. I think it's a great move. I want to see teams locked in. By the end of July is fine for me, and I'd actually like to see it moved up a little bit, but the end of July is fine, and I think that's going to create some real interest and create a real market starting now. I mean, there are already scouts out there. You're seeing a ton of scouts every day at Miller Park, especially in the minor league system. So I think it's going to be an interesting month here before the trade deadline hits.
Talking with Brian Anderson, Brewers television voice for Fox Sports Wisconsin and the play-by-play. And give me your thought as to where this team is in the sense of you've seen now the competition. Cincinnati has certainly come on as of late. They made some inroads Pittsburgh has faltered away. The Cubs are, look, I don't know whether to count my blessings for the Brewers for where they're at because they've been good or because the Cubs have been bad and nobody's really run away with the division. You look at what L.A.'s doing, and L.A.'s just torching everybody, and Atlanta has certainly come on, and Philadelphia is very, very good, but I don't think, other than maybe L.A., there's this real genuine standout above everybody else team in the National League, and I still think it's pretty much up for grabs.
Totally. I'm right with you. I think Los Angeles is by far and away the best team. Just the roster composition is the best team in the National League by far. And then there's kind of this second group, the B group, I'll call it, which includes the Cubs, the Brewers, the Braves. I think the Phillies are kind of in that. After their last week, I'm not sure, but I would still kind of keep them in that picture. I think the Reds are actually... The Reds scare me more than any team in the division other than the Cubs. They've got a really good thing going there. I mean, they've got a lot of arms, a lot of great young pitchers, and they got a bullpen. Their lineup has been suspect, which is shocking in Cincinnati, but that team scares me, and I'm actually glad that the Brewers have played them as often as they have. They'll play them 13 times before the end of the All-Star break. They do have them for four more coming up here in Cincinnati. So that's kind of how I see the National League. And you got to, when you're making these trades, you know, kind of back to how you're building your team. And if you want to make a run, you do have to build that team in the context of the Dodgers. And can you get to where they are? And they're not done yet, by the way. They're going to make some deals too. They have so much money. There is just such a discrepancy in what they can do. And any mistake they would make, same with the Cubs, they're able to cover in free agency or cover with pure cash and being able to hire players to fill those spots. The Brewers can't afford to miss on players like the Cubs have. And so I think those two teams are still kind of the favorites, but I don't think the Brewers, I mean, their lineup is as good as any, including the Dodgers. I just don't think the Brewers have the pitching quite yet. I think their bullpen matches up well, but they'll have to address some needs. So now you get into, well, who are the trade partners going to be? How many pitchers are the Giants going to trade to the Dodgers? You know, hopefully none. So that's a pretty good team to try to do business with. And guys like Will Smith and Madison Bumgarner, if you can do business with, I'd be really curious to see who the Dodgers try to engage with to try to add to their team, however they want to add to their team. But, yeah, you know, it all depends on the kind of prospect package you can put together. But the Dodgers are the team to catch right now. They're the Golden State Warriors of the National League. And so hopefully the Brewers can turn into the Toronto Raptors this year and take them down.
The leash, I don't know how much more. I mean, I know there's a lot of grumbling on this program, and I've talked about it. Joe's talked about it. The leash on Travis Shaw, they have given him every opportunity in the world. He just struggles. Now, maybe that 465-foot shot that he gave us the other day, maybe that begins to break him out of this. But I got to think at some point you'd probably say, Travis, you may need to go figure this out for a little while because you have to. If you're not going to get all the pitching you possibly can have, you have to be able to score just more than the other team, and then you can't have a sinkhole right now in your lineup. Do you think they're going to give him a longer leash or a shorter leash?
Well, I think it all depends on how the team plays, right? So I don't think anybody sits in an office and say, you know, we're going to give him a long leash, and next thing you're six games, seven games out of first place. I think the reason the leash is long is because, A, the Brewers are covering Aguilar and Shaw offensively, and they do have a track record, so you'd like to see if you can get back there. So because they're covering that offensively, and specifically guys like Moustakas and Grandal, obviously Yelich, I mean, you're getting the same kind of production you were last year. It's just coming from different people. Rarely do you have everybody hitting at the same time. I would even add Arcia to that mix, too. I mean, he's gone through his major slumps, but he's actually had some windows where he has been one of the best hitters on the team, and it's certainly one of the most clutch a couple of road trips ago specifically. So I think you're just looking at it as a whole. You know, individually, yes, you can break them down and say, yeah, well, if Travis Shaw is hitting, then how much more are we going to score and how many more runs do we need? Really, the issue is the pitching staff. So you're okay to give those guys a little bit of leash because you're watching the standings and you're not falling out of a race. You've been in first place. You actually caught the Cubs at one point for a while, for a week. So as long as, I don't, they probably have a number, but right now that they're not hitting that number as far as games back. And as long as you're, you know, it's kind of like, you know, in basketball, when you maintain a lead with your second unit, you don't put the starters back in right away. You kind of see how that second unit finishes out. So I think that's what they're doing. I don't know that for a fact, but just looking at it, that's what they're doing. And at some point, you know, you're going to have this body of work where you're going to need results. And they're not at that point where they need to make that decision yet. They may be today. I haven't been to the ballpark today, but I don't think we've been there yet. And that's why you're not seeing guys like Shaw go back to AAA, or Aguilar's out of option, so you really you don't have an option there. So you have to, now you're into the depth protection piece, which infuriates fans to some level, but that's how the Brewers have to do it. I mean, sorry. That's just the way you got to do it. You got to protect all your pieces, your assets. Keston Hira is going to be a part of this team. He's going to have an impact. He's going to be back in the big leagues. Don't worry. And he'll be hitting right in the middle of the lineup and doing damage, and he's going to be a huge impact player. So I think that's kind of all the pot that the Brewers are dealing with right now, that when they stir it up, they're, you know, they feel like we're in great shape right now and we're not clicking. So let's get to the point where we can make some moves and get it to click, and then hopefully you make a run in August, September like you did last year.
Hey, before I let you go, and I know this has been asked a couple of times in different ways from many different people, but the deadline is approaching. The urgency will then begin to ramp up. At what point do you start to see what we all believe is going to be the flurry of moves?
Well, I think it could start soon. I think there may be a couple of launches here before the All-Star break because, you know, teams, based on this setting, want to strike as early as they can. Teams that are trading major league pieces probably want to wait to create the urgency. So unless they're wowed, then they're probably not going to do it. So you have that tension between wanting to wait till the end to create the auction, you know, basically. Mm-hmm. It's like it becomes an auction versus we're getting exactly what we want, and that's what we want to do that deal early. So that would be more on the table now than there might be at the auction period. You know, then you run the risk of injury if you're one of those teams trading a major league piece. So there's a gamble there on both sides. You might remember when Doug Melvin made the deal with CC Sabathia, that happened before the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. And that was for that fourth player, right? Like, you had to do it now if you wanted that fourth player. So whatever the market is, you know, if you add that one extra piece, then you could see it done before the All-Star break. We're already seeing the Yankees do that. The Yankees already struck with Encarnacion. You know, they're making moves early to make a push, and they've had a little run now in the American League East. So I do think the Brewers will try to be aggressive. I mean, they'll want, if they make a deal for a starter, to get as many starts as they can. If they make a deal for a reliever to kind of bolster the bullpen, they're going to want that player here as fast as they can do it. So they may be more willing to, you know, to add before the trade deadline. So I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be intense, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you're in it, it's a really fun time. If you're not in it, it also can become very entertaining because you're adding a bunch of prospects, which gives you hope for the future. So it's, I like it. I like how it's set up in baseball right now.
BA, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Enjoy the ballpark. Good luck with the games tonight and in the future, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
All right, Bill. Thanks, man. Good to be with you.
You too, pal. Appreciate it. There you go. Brian Anderson, Brewers television voice on Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they begin to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.